Attention all business owners. David Nagel here with an important question. Are you tired of struggling with overwhelm, feeling like you can't create a steady income, and dealing with worry and anxiety because you don't have a solid plan? Believe me, I've been there, and no matter what level you're at, these are all symptoms of some larger internal issues at play. If you're ready to figure out what's blocking the success that you know is meant for you, I have the solution that you've been looking for. Join me at the Art of Success Summit on June 26th through 28th, live from the comfort of your own home or office. Now, over these three life-changing days, you'll learn how to overcome your terror barriers, identify your biggest blind spot, and create a plan to get you where you want to go in record time. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your business and your life. Right now, we're offering some really great cashback bonuses and our lowest ticket price, but that will increase very soon. Visit lifeisnowinc.com/summit to secure your spot today. Again, that's lifeisnowinc.com/summit. Hope to see you there. And now on to this episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Successful people learn how to make their minds work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey, everybody, David Nagel here. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. You know, I was thinking this morning as I was getting ready to record this, that it's an interesting thing, people's belief systems, when it comes to just how powerful and fast they can actually change their life. And I remember working with my mentor long time ago, and you know, he said to me, you know, whatever you focus on grows. And I think that the interesting thing about that is that people don't realize the power behind their focus. So I want to dive into that a bit today because I think I can give you something, a simple idea to help you change your focus where you can really see faster results in the manifestation or the creative process of what it is that you want for your life. So let's start with this idea. Part of the problem is that most of us are raised in an environment where we're constantly focused on the problems, right? We're always looking at what problem we have and how we're going to fix that problem. Very often we're raised in an environment that's infiltrated with all kinds of problems. And I think most people kind of get stuck in survival mode in their life. And they don't even realize that their general view of life is just a few feet from survival. It's putting out fires all over the place. The problem there is that when you're raised in that environment, you have a tendency to then anticipate those problems, anticipate those fires, those things going in chaos in your life, and you don't even realize that you're doing it. So the anticipation turns into an expectation, and we actually then expect things to go wrong, like, you know, when is the other shoe going to drop? You know, things go wrong in threes. You know, when one thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong. We have sayings that just back up this experience like crazy. And the truth is that there's a marvelous law in the laws of the universe called the law of polarity. And the law of polarity states that everything in the universe, physical and non-physical, has an opposite side to it. And one of the things that's always fascinated me about this law is that if something has an opposite side to it, well, if you take any physical object at all, if you take a pen, anything that you might be looking at right now in front of you has an opposite side to it. Any physical thing, right? A pen, a piece of paper, bottle of water, whatever. It's like, well, just take this bottle of water I have in my hand, right? It has a top and a bottom. It has an inside and outside, right? It has a right or a left. It has a front and a back. It's nothing but opposites. And then the opposites in that shape create this structure, bottle of water. But that's with all things. what we don't realize is something that's so simple that's in front of us consistently is that the opposites are connected. That means that you can't have a left without a right. You can't have a right without a left. You can't have a top without a bottom, an inside with an outside. You can't have a problem without a solution. You can't have a question without an answer. You can't have a need or a desire for something without whatever it is that you need or desire also being there. Now, here's the trick, like the mystical part, so to speak, but it really isn't. It's actually very practical. Both of those things are connected. So I'm often working with business people and CEOs and helping them figure out how do they manifest the resources that they need to expand their companies in various different ways. And of course, one of the basic ones, not just for business people, for most people, is the need for more money. So first of all, money is a tool. And if we're having an experience where we don't have a lot of money, we have one of two problems, or perhaps both. There's not enough coming in, and not enough coming in to supersede what's actually going out. So it creates a deficit. It creates a need in our life to actually have more. But we also have the idea of what do you truly want in your life that actually costs money. When you have that image in your mind, whether it's a desire or a goal or a purpose in your life, that also creates a need, right? From a financial perspective, to fulfill that need, that money must also be here. So whatever it is that you want, whatever you need to fulfill it, whether it's money or any other resource, must also be here at the same time. You can't have one side without the other. Now think about this for a moment. When you get a chance, take out a piece of paper and draw a horizontal line on the paper and intersect it right down the middle with a vertical line. And on one side of the horizontal line, put a plus sign or a positive sign, and then the opposite side, put a negative sign. Now, you can do this with any problem that you have in your life. Anything that you need, you could use this exercise. That little diagram, very simple, two lines intersecting each other, one side's negative, one side's positive, represents a visual idea of the law of polarity. Opposites are connected. You can't have one side without the other. Now, right smack in the middle of that page, you have a line that's intersecting it. That is the line where the two opposite sides meet, right? Now, in truth, we don't actually know where they meet. They actually kind of blend. And I like to use the idea of temperature to explain this. There is no line of demarcation where something goes from hot to cold, right? Because, well, first of all, hot and cold is a perception based on the person that's actually feeling it. But it's something that blends like a rainbow, right? The colors of a rainbow. It gradually goes from one to the other, but it's all temperature. Whether it's hot or whether it's cold or whether it's warm or whether it's cool, it's all temperature. It's all the same thing. When we're talking about money, it's all abundance because money is a tool that's based on an infinite resource that's here for all human beings to pull from. So when we say we don't have a lot of money or we have a problem that's taking our money or money's not coming in, we would look to the negative side of that line of the law of polarity. And then we would say, this is what the problem is. So here's where it gets interesting, because as long as that's the problem, we generally stay focused on that problem. We confirm it. We see it. Sometimes we can touch it. We experience it emotionally. It's there in our life. What I suggest is that when you have a problem, you write it down on a sheet of paper and you draw the law of polarity. On the negative side, you write whatever your problem is. On the positive side, you write whatever the solution is or whatever it is that you need. So on the negative side, you have the problem. On the positive side, you have the solution or whatever it is that you need. Now bring your attention right to the center of that paper where you can see both things at the same time. And then come to very clear conscious awareness. You now have the ability to see both sides of what is in existence in front of you, even though the thing that you want may only be an image in your mind. You may not see any physical representation of it other than what's written on the paper. They both must exist at the same time because that's the law of polarity. Now, what shows up in your life is really determined by your ability to choose. When you look at this on a piece of paper, you're bringing the greatest power that you have, your ability to choose, to this problem. And what we want to do is we want to realize that we don't want to focus on the problem. We want to focus on the solution. We don't want to focus on what we don't have. We want to focus on what we do have or what we do want or what we do need. How do we do that? Well, you obviously take your ability to choose. And like here's a way that you could do this, like a physical representation. Take another sheet of paper and cover the problem. And then the only thing that you're going to see is the solution. Now, when you do this, you're bringing all of your attention to that solution. You're bringing all of your attention, all of the power of your intention, power of your focus, and what you want on the solution to that problem or the thing that you actually need. If you stay focused in that direction, that's what you'll manifest in your life. But most people do not do this because they're so programmed to look at what's wrong with something. And because what's wrong with something appears to be the thing that is the most real to them in their mind, because this is what's actually showing up in their life, it's almost like they're connected in a way where they can't let go of it. And the reason for that is because it's their survival instinct that's connected to this problem. Here's the problem. I need to know where it is. I need to feel like I can control it. I need to figure out a way to do something. And then we spend time worrying and we're in anxiety and we're in fear. But the key is to focus on what it is that you want, because ultimately what happens when a solution shows up for a problem? Well, that's an interesting thing. Usually what takes place is that the longer we're focused on a problem, either the more afraid we get, or we get to the point where it's like this thing must change, and the intensity of that desire switches over and we go from fear to urgency, and then we start manifesting solutions because we can't tolerate it anymore, right? Like if money's not coming in and you're facing getting kicked out of the house or the apartment or something, and you get to the point where you're not afraid anymore as much as you're focused on the urgency that you've got to find the resource of money in order to solve the problem, or in order to save the business, or in order to fix the car, or in order to pay the mortgage, whatever it is that it might be. But the truth is that you've had the ability to do it the whole time. From the moment that you recognize the problem, it's fine to recognize it and to know what it is, but then you want to write out exactly what it is that you want to happen. What do you want to create? What is it that you want to manifest? And then you want to put all of your attention on the positive side of that diagram. And I have found that if you write it down and you keep it in front of you and you really list it out as to what it is that's going on, and then literally cover it with your hand or with a sheet of paper, the problem side of that diagram. And then consciously tell yourself, I am choosing to take my greatest power as a spiritual being in a physical body and focus it, all of that creative power, on what I want and stay focused on it. Within a very short period of time, I'm going to change my circumstance. Now, I don't expect everybody to believe this right off. If you've never done this before, it might be one of the craziest things that you ever heard. But if you try it, if you work at it, I guarantee it will absolutely change your life in whatever situation that you're facing. One of the wonderful things about it is that the more you do it, the more you become aware of your conscious ability to choose, and that you literally have the ability to manifest whatever it is you want, need, or desire in a relatively short period of time. It's not that we don't have the ability to do that. It's that we're retraining our mind to look at what we want versus what we don't want. And that seems to be where the difficulty is for most people. We have to stop that magnetic grip that what we don't want or whatever the problem is has on our mind, where it just keeps pulling us into it. And everybody's standing around talking about it and gossiping about it and just focusing on it and bringing all kinds of negative energy to it. It's okay to know what it is. I mean, it's absolutely necessary to know what it is, but then all the focus needs to be on creating what you want. And you could start right where you are right now. What problems do you have in your life that you want to change? Write them down. When you get a chance, write them down. Bring this exercise to those problems. Take one. What's the number one thing that you want to change right now? Put all the others to the side. write down that one problem on the negative side, cover it with a piece of paper, and then on the positive side, write down what you want and bring all of your focused attention to the thing that you want and keep your focused attention on it. The next piece is to start practicing gratitude that it has actually come to you. Now, here's something. When you're looking at the thing that you want, very often it's just an idea or an image in your mind. And an error that we make as human beings is saying that that's not real, that's fantasy. But all creation starts with fantasy. All human creation, everything human beings create, starts as a dream, a fantasy, an image on the screen of their mind. And then we manifest it into the physical things that we've created in our universe. Remember, every physical thing that human beings have created was once a dream. It was once an idea in the mind of a single individual. And through the intention of focus on that thing, they created it in their life. So when you're looking at the solution to the problem that you have, whatever it is that you want to create, when you realize that you need it, you've got it. It's the first stage of creation for you as a person to manifest something new and wonderful in your life. And the more you do it, the more magnificent things become in your life because you become aware of this great power that you may not know that you actually have. And all human beings have it. It just requires some awareness and it requires some focus. Go try it right now. Before you do anything else, go give it a try. Put this idea to use immediately and you'll see results really fast. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard and you want to learn more, go to lifeisnowinc.com. I'll see you next week.